Bueno, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Tainland. Aprende en inglés en episodios diseñados para personas muy ocupadas como tú. Para avanzar rápidamente, dominar el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Recuerda que nuestras clases con un método único tienen las mejores reseñas en academias en Google. Pruébalas gratis, así que tu futuro está solo a un podcast de distancia. So, welcome to another episode of Epod. I'm Johnny. And today we're diving into customer service in retail. If you work in a store or plan to in the future, well, this episode will give you the essential vocabulary and phrases to make your customer interaction smooth and professional.
That's right. Hey, everybody. I'm Matthew. Good to be with you today, Johnny. Well, whether you're greeting a customer or you're assisting them with a product or maybe you're closing a sale, knowing the right language can make all the difference. And by the end of this episode, you're going to be feeling more confident using business English in these scenarios.
Great. So, Matthew, I think today I'm going to learn from you. I'm an employee learning from you as an experienced sales assistant.
I think it's the other way around in reality, but anyway.
No, very good. So let's start. Let's see how this goes. I'm going to approach a customer. So good afternoon. How can I assist you today?
Welcome to our store. Are you looking for something in particular today?
Well, I see you're checking out the new collection. May I recommend this jacket? It's one of our best sellers right now.
Oh, I was just looking around. But yeah, it does look great. What size do you think I should get?
Well, the sizing is pretty standard, but feel free to try it on. And if it doesn't fit, we'll be happy to exchange it for another size. Would you like to head to the fitting rooms?
That looks great on you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, would you like to add a pair of matching shoes to complete your look? We have a 20% discount on shoes today.
Okay. Actually, I'll take a look at the shoes.
All right. Excellent. So, it was a good team, no? Just set the piece to the...
And a little bit of role swapping as well in the middle of I think, Johnny. But anyway, good. Let's break down some of the key phrases and the vocabulary that we used in the dialogue. These are really useful if you're working in retail or maybe a customer service environment. So it's important to understand them well. We've got them there on the slides. Good. Okay, so for example, selling in stores... A really useful phrase is, how can I assist you today? Or maybe, are you looking for something specific?
All right, excellent. So, well, how can I assist you today? No, I think this is a very good one, no? Because it's polite, it's an open-ended way to offer help to customer. And are you looking for something? No, it's also follow-up after, how can I assist you today? No, it helps guide the conversation. So great. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah,
good. Okay. Another one. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let me recommend. Or maybe, would you like to try this on? Now, these are great phrases because they're lovely ways to introduce the customer to a product. And when you recommend something, you show that you're trying to help the person to make the best choice.
Right. Excellent. Another phrase, no? If it doesn't fit, we can exchange it for another size. Well, this is a reassuring sentence. It shows you are confident in your store's exchange policy and that the customer doesn't need to worry about fit.
That's a good one. That's nice. Okay, another phrase. Is there anything else I can help you with? Now, this is a great way to maybe close the conversation and you're offering additional assistance. It gives the customer the opportunity to ask about anything else, and you make sure that they leave happy and contented with everything they want.
That's right. Excellent. Another key phrase that we can share, no, with our friends, for example, this is our best seller. I like this one, Matthew. No, this is our best seller. No, or this is very popular right now. So this is a great sales tactics to introduce products that are in high demand. Well, it makes the product more desirable and adds a sense of urgency.
Yeah, that's a good phrase to remember. I like that one. Okay. Also, would you like to add to your purchase? Okay, so it's like a polite way of increasing your sales, of upselling. Makes the customer think, well, maybe there's something else I could buy, maybe a compliment to go with this piece of clothing. And it's not aggressive, no? It's an easy sell.
Very good, no? Maybe these days with the Black Friday and everything, no, we have a special offer on this product today. I think we will hear this during the whole month, no?
I think so. You're right, Joey.
So highlighting promotions, discounts, this encourages customers to make a purchase. Maybe you do this. Make sure to mention the offer politely, not a hard sell.
Yeah, that's important. You're right. Okay, another one. Please let me know if you need anything else. So this conveys that we're there, we're available, we're willing to help. And it leaves the door open for the customer to ask about additional products or services. And it's a nice one to use maybe after you've made your recommendation.
Fantastic. So let's go, Matthew, to a little bit of grammar. How we can use grammar and structures maybe just with some sentences, no? So, for example, imperatives. Well, imperatives will help you to be clear. So imperatives for clarity. So for clear and direct instructions, use imperatives such as, for example, well, try it on the fitting room, or please follow me to the checkout counter, or take a look at the shoes on display.
They're really good, simple, clear, easy to understand. Also, we can make good use of modal verbs for giving advice or making an offer. For example, verbs such as could, would, should. These are really essential in customer service. So a couple of examples. Would you like to see other colors? Should you need any assistance, don't hesitate to ask. And you could also check our sales section for discounts.
Fantastic. Maybe just polite requests and offers, such as, for example, can I help you with anything else? May I suggest this item? Could you please follow me to the fitting room?
They're good. They're good, Johnny. Conditional. Good use of the conditional to talk about outcomes or results. If the size doesn't fit, we will exchange it for you. Okay, and if you purchase today, you get a 10% discount.
Fantastic. No? And then just remember to be polite. That's mainly the key idea for all these structures, no? So, for example, you could say something like, it might be a good idea to check out this jacket, or perhaps you would like to look at some shoes to go with it, or another one could be the perfect match for what you are looking for. Okay, so I think with all this, our friends have enough information not to start a business, to shop.
They're ready for Black Friday. You're right, Johnny.
That's fine. That's right. Very good. Okay, so questions for the audience. Vamos a ver cómo dirías en inglés, por ejemplo, ¿puedo ayudarle a encontrar algo hoy?
Okay, good. So write your answer in the comments below. And try to do it in your best business English. So polite, professional, just like a real salesperson would speak. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this B-Pod, well, please subscribe, hit the notification bell to stay updated, and don't forget to give us a like.
That's right. And also, visit our website, Trainline. You will be able to access courses, exercises, resources designed to help you speak English confidently in business settings like this one. Perfect your customer service English today. So start by clicking into our website and why not just requesting maybe a free class or even just a right class with one of our teachers. So let us then discuss a little bit more about this customer service, Matthew.
There we go, Johnny. Good with the slides. Okay.
So, for example, I don't know, when we talk about greeting the customer, what is the first sentence we could use, Matthew?
Yeah, it has to be warm and friendly, welcoming. So something simple like hello, welcome to wherever you're working, whatever the store is called. And then the question, how can I assist you today? How can I assist you today? It's a classic warm welcome and the customer feels acknowledged, seen, and it invites them to interact with you.
Fantastic. Another option. Good morning. Are you looking for anything specific today? So I think it's a polite, it's not a too direct, no, too aggressive. So this opens the conversation without being too forceful, and it allows the customer to express their needs.
Yeah, very good, Johnny. Okay, well, maybe we want to offer assistance that we've spoken about, or maybe make a recommendation. So here's some nice lines to have in mind. For example, we could say, this shirt is one of our best sellers. So this phrase uses social proof, making it more likely that the customer will want to buy it because everybody else is buying it.
Very good. So another one, would you like to try this jacket on? I think it would suit you, no? So this is a polite, friendly way to suggest trying something new, and to you're encouraging the customer without pressuring him.
Well, that could work. Yeah, you're right, important. Another one. Let me know if you need any other sizes or colors. So you give the customer a bit of space to do their thing, but at the same time, it shows you're there, you're ready to help if they want it.
Fantastic. And another key point about selling, maybe your boss will love this part, you know, upselling, offering complimentary items. No, I think this is a must for a salesman. So, for example, if you're looking for accessories, we have some matching scarves over here. So, always offering related products that enhance a customer's purchase. It's not aggressive, but an easy way to suggest add-ons.
Yeah, that's a good tip, Johnny. And maybe another way is if you have a special offer, say, listen, we've got a special offer, for example, on shoes today, if you're interested. So it feels like a bonus, no, rather than a hard sell.
Fantastic. Some objections, no? So that's we might have. Well, I understand that's a bit pricey. We also have a budget-friendly version that's very popular. I like this one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah, I like that too. How about this one? If you are unsure about the fit, feel free to return or exchange it. So that just gives them the reassurance that they can bring the item back if it's not a good fit.
Very good. And just to finalize the sale, you can say something like, well, are you ready to check out? Or would you like to sign up for your loyalty program to get discounts on future purchases?
Very good. Very good. So key phrases we want to remember for this. Greeting, nice and simple, friendly. Good morning. How can I help you today? Or welcome. How can I assist you?
Mm-hmm. Polite offers. Would you like to try this one? Or can I help you with anything else?
Now, this one you mentioned, Johnny, the upselling. Would you like to add something to go with that? Or have you seen our latest collection?
And the objections, no, that you might have. If it doesn't fit, we will exchange it for a different size. Or I understand it's a bit expensive. Would you like to see a more affordable option?
So in these scenarios, the key, and I think you mentioned this as well, Johnny, is to remember to stay polite, to be professional, empathetic. And using the right language, it really builds trust between you and the customer and makes their experience more enjoyable.
Fantastic. So, Matthew, before we ask the question, how would you say in English, ¿puedo ayudarle a encontrar algo hoy? So how would you say something like this, Matthew?
Oh, well, the correct answer is, can I help you find something today?
Very good. All right, sounds very good.
Well, we've done lots of speaking. We want to hear from you now. Have you ever had a situation where you had to handle a difficult customer in English? Oh, that has to be stressful.
How did you manage it? So share your experiences. We'll look forward just to read that. So, Matthew, what have we learned? Well, in this, in the next episode, we will cover resolving complaints and handling difficult customer service situations, for example, over the phone. And so you won't want to miss it.
That's going to be a good one. Well, until then, keep practicing And don't forget, visit trainlang.com for loads of resources to improve your English.
That's it. Así que si quieres seguir aprendiendo inglés, ¿qué tienes que hacer? Pues visita nuestra web, trainlang.com, y aprende inglés de una forma muy rápida. So, Matthew, that was a great sales podcast.
I enjoyed that, Johnny. Thank you. Okay, I feel like going out shopping. I think I'll do some shopping.
We're ready for Black Friday.
We're ready for Black Friday.
Take care, amigo. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone. See you later.